Now, while Jesus is on the way to go heal this guy's daughter, it says in verse 25, a certain woman who had an issue of blood 12 years and had, watch this, suffered many things of many physicians. So who's making this woman suffer? The doctor. It says she suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had. Now, do you believe that? Yeah. It's easy to spend all that you have on physicians. It's so expensive. I mean, your money will just be gone so fast. And was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Now, we can see right here that it is possible for the doctor to make you worse. Take all your money, make you worse. Now, I'm not one that's just totally against doctors, because the Bible says they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. So they that are sick sometimes need a physician. You know, Luke was the beloved physician and whatever. So I'm not against doctors, and I've known good doctors and nice doctors. But let me say this, though. A lot of doctors are quacks and charlatans, and most doctors are atheists because they go to this atheistic institution for so many years, and even if they're a Christian, they get taught all this atheistic philosophy about the human body, about medicine. It's not based on God's word. It's not based on the Bible. And so what I believe the wise Christian would do is that, number one, they would not go to the doctor unless they are sick, unless there's a problem. If you're well, no need to go to a doctor, okay? And then secondly, I would say this. When you go to the doctor, don't just go there and just mindlessly just believe and follow everything that they tell you. You should do your own research and get a second opinion and talk to people and listen to other advice and other opinions and read books and don't just take what they say as gospel, or you might end up like this woman that just suffers at their hands. Because they will sometimes make you worse. And a lot of times, it's all in the name of money, because they're getting kickbacks from pharmaceutical companies. And the more they prescribe that drug, the more bonuses they get. And they're brought in as a guest speaker by that pharmaceutical company and paid $6,000 to make a 30-minute speech. And so there's a lot of corruption. If you read up on it, you'll find out that what I'm saying is true. So be careful with doctors. They're dangerous. Okay? Now they can help you sometimes. Now, they're great for certain things. You know, if you get in a car accident and you're gushing blood and everything, I mean, they're good at fixing you up and putting you back together quickly. When you actually have an acute problem or some kind of a trauma or some kind of a thing happen, you know, they're good at sewing you up and stabilizing you and things like that. But when it comes to chronic issues, that's usually where they just take advantage of you and abuse you. And even if they're good people and their heart's in the right place, you know, sometimes they're just a tool of the pharmaceutical company.